More than 15 protests have been held across the country to mark National Sorry Day today. It's been 6 years since then Prime Minister Kevin Rudd apologised on behalf of the nation for the forced removal of Aboriginal children. But a group of Indigenous grandmothers from Gunnedah have said that the days of a stolen generation are not over. Almost 1 in 10 Aboriginal children are currently in out-of-home care in New South Wales. Indigenous groups are calling on the government for greater control over the care and protection of Aboriginal children. Emma Lancaster reports. The time has come to say
fair's fair, to pay the rent. National Sorry Day has been marked on May 26 every year since 1998. It began as a move against former Prime Minister John Howard's coalition government, which refused to apologise to stolen generations. In February 2008, former Labor Prime Minister Kevin Rudd made an official apology in federal parliament. But a group of grandmothers from Gunnedah, New South Wales, fear that generations of Indigenous children are still being stolen. Auntie Hazel, a Gomeroi woman from New England, explains.
I relate it back to, I grew up on a mission. I grew up under the welfare regime. My grandmother and my auntie, they were also stolen generation. Way back then when, you know, Cootamundra was in place and they were sent there. And I remember listening to the stories that my grandmother and my auntie would tell. And I would cry. And to think that it happens in this day, it is so sad to listen to the stories and see the mothers cry for their babies. I have seen babies taken from their mothers' arms. I've seen mothers fight to be able to keep their children, physically fight police. They stand the risk of being charged with assault. They're fighting for their children. How can that be a crime?
Aboriginal children across Australia have been removed from their parents in disproportionate numbers. In New South Wales, a record-setting 6,200 Aboriginal children are currently in out-of-home care. New South Wales has a total of 18,000 children in care, and more than one-third come from Aboriginal families, despite making up less than 4% of the child and young adult population. The grandmas of Gunnedah are calling on the government for greater control over the care and protection of Aboriginal children.
So we're out there rallying to empower Aboriginal people to come forward and say, yes, this is happening in my town. This is affecting me as an Aboriginal.
They recently secured a win in Tamworth, where the Family and Community Services officers agreed to a trial agency that would work between FACTS and Aboriginal communities. If successful, the grandmothers proposed the trial scheme be called the Aboriginal Community Liaison Committee and for it to be rolled out nationally.
And I do feel that this committee will work so that children are being supported within the family network also. The trauma of the removal alone is lifelong. This is something that will stay in their memories for the rest of their life.
The New South Wales government has said they are committed to bringing New South Wales into line with the rest of the country by 2019, promising to shift the focus to early intervention, recognising substance abuse or mental health issues with parents and trying to get them the help that they need, as well as minimising time in care for children, either by returning the children home faster or adopting them out permanently. Aboriginal children will be crucial to delivering on this outcome.
That was Emma Lancaster reporting. The Wire contacted the New South Wales Minister for Family and Community Services, Gabrielle Upton, for comment. However, she was unable to respond to us before broadcast. And if the issues raised in this story caused you distress, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14.